Get ready to meet Cooper, who thinks he's a parrot, not a pirate. Wet nose runs. Here we go, James Atkins.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Mia, the Hancock County Dog Warden, along with Natalie, Hancock County Humane Society in Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to Legacy Country Corner. How are you, ladies?
Good morning.
We have Cooper, the kitty.
Very curious. You did say that. I didn't mean pirate, uh-oh, but he could be a pirate.
Yes.
He actually could be, because what's so special about him?
He could steer his own ship. He only has one eye, so he has that patch on him already. So he could be a pirate.
Could be a pirate. Yes. So, yeah.
How was he talking the whole way, or?
Yeah. Yep. He sang the whole way over here to all the music.
Yeah, Cooper's already been on my shoulders here this morning.
How old is he?
He is 25 weeks old.
So he is still a baby. Yes,
and he's about a medium-sized cat at a baby, and he is about 7 pounds.
We are just on this side, the opposite side of Rex. We are enjoying the show. Cooper is over by Rex's keyboard, his board, and it's like
he's going to start playing some music for you.
You'll see on the video.
He's looking around.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, trying to find out how he can get down from the desk, actually.
He really is.
Oh, my.
And I will send you the pictures of Cooper on your shoulder.
Yes. Appreciate that.
Because he just used Rex as a little bridge to get from where Mia and I were to where he
Glad I had my vest on, because claws were definitely going into the shoulder.
He just wanted a grip.
Oh, now he's messing up the paint on the wall.
And you can see what he's doing there. He's doing
sharpening claws on the wood.
His claws. So it is very important that, like, not.
Oh.
He's kidding the zoomers.
Oh, wild.
It is important. That
Where's the dog warden when you need him?
That's sheer panic in Rex's voice. But it is very important that when you get a cat,
you're grounded.
No matter if they're a kitten or young adult or into adulthood, they need to scratch their claws. So it's very important to give them an outlet. So like if you don't want them scratching up your
couch,
carpet. Right. Get them a scratching post. Get them multiple scratching posts.
Yeah, we have a couple of those.
Yes. And actually, some people aren't aware, but the cats want to be where you are. So let's say you are not in your den a lot, and you put the scratching post in the den, and then you're like, why are they, scratching my couch? Because they want to be where you are. So where you are a lot of the time, that's where your scratching posts need to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And some cats like to scratch horizontally and some vertically, so it is good to have different types
fuzzy
of
ball.
Scratchers in your house. He's going to hop down and play with his toy.
He might.
Cooper's had plenty of time to get acquainted with
the
surroundings.
He is very comfortable.
Yeah. Did you mention he's one-eyed?
He is one-eyed, like a little pirate.
Yes, he is. The one-eyed
kitty cat.
I'm gonna put him down that way.
Which has not stopped him a bit.
Play with his toys. And if you are interested in adopting Cooper, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. You can also just visit our shelter at 4550 Fosteria Avenue. He lost his toy, so he's looking everywhere for
found it.
He couldn't see with his one little eyeball. He didn't know where it went.
Cooper came in.
You're not supposed to make fun of me.
No, I'm not.
Come on, that's what that sounded like.
Cooper came in as a stray cat. Okay. And so it's getting cold outside, and make sure you're knocking on your hoods with the weather. Right. So the cats are getting into people's hoods. And if you call us, we can try to help get them out. We'll do our best.
Right.
And speaking of cold weather, please keep an eye on your pets. Mm-hmm. As it gets colder, if you let your pets outside, you really should supervise them. Because, for one, if it's super cold and they go outside, you put them outside, they come back in and they go to the bathroom inside, it's frustrating for you. but you don't know, and you're like, you were just outside, but you don't know that they just went. Like, sometimes my dog will pretend. It's like, I can see that there is no yellow snow. Like, you have to go to the bathroom, and then he'll
somebody
go
ate
out.
It, you know. Yeah.
So you really should don't keep an eye on that.
Yeah, don't eat the yellow snow. Do not eat the yellow
good
snow.
Good words of advice. There you go. Last week we had June in here.
Yes.
How's June?
June Kitty was cat. Adopted.
She
oh,
went home.
Excellent.
June
nice.
Is
yes.
a dog.
Nice. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Sorry.
And yes. she was adopted. The holiday spirits got your mind all yes. mixed up. Yeah. And then if you aren't interested in adopting but you still want to help support the shelter in various ways, you can, we're always looking for wish list items, and that our wish list can be found on our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com, and you can always stop in the shelter. We're open. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 12 to 5, and Saturdays, 12 to 3.
Cooper's just having a great time
he is
here in the
a
studio.
Really good time. He really is.
Very comfortable. So, yeah, we'll have the video posted. You can take a look at that. So, ladies, thanks for coming in. Mia, Hancock County Dog Warden. Natalie in.
Thank
Sweat
you.
Nose Wednesday.
Thank
thanks to Legacy
day.
Country Corner. Thank you.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.